Bonjour, or should I say hello? I'm interviewing a person here. Well, could you tell your name and could you tell what you're doing here and where are we? Do you know?
So hello. So my name is Antonin. I'm French, coming from Grenoble, southern part of France, in the Alps, and we are in the middle of Finland, between Turku and Helsinki. I don't know the name at all. In a fantastic place near a lake, and it's my new Finnish girlfriend who brought me here to make me a surprise. It's kind of, I think it was kind of communautary place, yeah, where people are coming here, staying here a few days, few months, few years. It's a very strange place. Yeah, I love it.
What brought you to Finland?
So I'm doing a trip around the world, and so I began 4 months ago, and it's a 4 years trip. So I decided, I don't know why, to begin by this Scandinavian countries. It was so close from my place, and I never went there before. So it was, I really wanted to see how it was. And the thing is just that I was beginning this trip in February, so it perhaps was not the best moment to begin it, because it was really cold, but it was finally fantastic to discover this part. So yeah, so I began by southern Norway, and then I went up north to Hammerfest and Seland Island, this fantastic island where you should all go, and a bit more north, and then I went down south. I went to Alta, where I stayed a bit. It was not in the program, but I stayed there. Yeah, I should tell you the story if you want.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
so I'm mainly traveling, you know, hitchhiking.
Yeah.
So, and hitchhiking in Lapland is not something really easy, or in northern. Yeah. So the thing is, just when I lived Hammerfest, my friend told me, so you have to be really careful if you begin to hitchhike. Be sure that that the person is gonna leave you in the middle of nowhere, because then if the roads are closed, then you're fucked. It can snow, and for 5 days no one will pass by.
Oh, no.
And just before leaving, the road were closed, so I had to stay 3 more days in Hammerfest, because it was completely closed. 18 of the main roads were closed. And so, third day I began my trip. I went through Alta. My idea was to go to Enontekiö, to spend three days there with the Sami. It was a big event, the event of the Return of the Sun. So I started my trip, and I passed by Alta, and then I passed by Kautokeino. And in Kautokeino, I decided to do some couchsurfing. So couchsurfing is my way to travel. I'm always sleeping to people's place since I started my trip. And so I called this guy, because I found his name on couchsurfing. And usually you just send a request, mail request, but there was no, he was not answering, it was too short. So I found his phone number, and I called this guy. And I said, hello, could I come to your place, please? Tomorrow night, I'm usually not doing that, but I need a place to stay. And this guy was, yeah, you want to come? Yeah, no problem, come to my place, no problem. I was, okay, so could I come at what time? He was, oh, I'm working, but at 10 p.m. is good. Is good? Yeah, okay. Okay, so see you 10 p.m. tomorrow. So I did my hitchhiking, I passed by Alta, then I stopped in Kautokeino, I arrived there, it was 7 p.m. I called the guy, hello, it's Antonin. Who? Antonin? I never heard about you. Yeah, of course, I called you yesterday. No, you never called me. And in fact, the thing is, when I called the number, I made a mistake. I just made one wrong number. So it was an unknown person. And this guy, instead of telling me, no, it's a wrong number, he said, yeah, come to my place. So I was there, in Kautokeino, in the middle of nowhere. It was beginning to be minus 20, 7 p.m., and I was, fuck, what am I going to do now? Because I was reading the shit.
Yeah.
So I asked, I went to a cafe, I asked the guy, okay, where is the police station? The guy told me, okay, the police station is closed now, but tomorrow at 3. I was, no, but I need to... Is there a place to stay? An hotel? No hotel, nothing. Yeah. So I was fucked. I was just there. No place to go. And I was really... He asked me the problem, I told him. So after 2 minutes, this guy came with a big plate of food, and he said, okay, this is for you, my friend.